Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. This evening on the show, I have James Luter, who is the founder of Devoted Life Coaching, a life coach, a veteran, and a military spouse and father. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience, telling about your business, how you got into life coaching, about your background, about the military, just all about you.
Great. Yes, I'm a Navy veteran. I did 4 years in the Navy, got out of the service and returned back to my hometown of Columbia, Mississippi. And that's when I was sort of introduced into the career field that I'm in now. Although it was a 18-year process, it began when I first got out of the service. So my mother had a club called Devoted Women, and they were doing community projects. And my goal was to one day, once my wife retires from service, join her in her group, and I would do the training and coaching session. Not really knowing it was coaching, but that's sort of the idea that I had. So throughout the 18 years of traveling around the world with my wife, I did all the training and got all the experience I could. And that's when I created Devoted Life Coaching. So that's what got me here today.
How long have you been doing Devoted Life Coaching?
Right now we're 8 months in. And for the entity, I've been practicing coaching probably like 18 years. I have a background in ministry. I've been a supervisor. So I've been using my skills in business and different other business ventures over the past 18 years. What led me to start the company now was my family moved and my career path wasn't transferring with me. And I came across an injury with my back. And it was one of those moments when you decide, okay, I'm having problems with my health. My career is not going the way I wanted to go. If I'm going to do this business, it's either now or never. And so I just took the leap of faith. God has blessed me to be able to become mobile again, to get around, do the things I need to do. So I just jumped in and haven't looked back yet. So it's been a great journey.
What type of concepts do you coach people on?
Well, I have a system that I sort of created myself, because when I got into coaching, I really didn't have an idea what coaching was. You know, probably 5 or 6 years ago, when I transferred to a different location, the career path in that area, you had to have a degree. I didn't have a degree at that time. So I decided if I'm going to go to school, I'm going to do something that I enjoy. So I enjoy psychology and helping people. So I went to school for psychology. And while in school, they had this program for life coaching. And I thought that was just an interesting thing because it goes along with my life goals. So I just took the education and I built on it. And I just developed a program that the typical program is SMART goals, the typical thing. But what I try to do is I have a 3-step process of want to unlock purpose. I want to help you develop your personal goals for your life. And at the same time, I want to create accountability. So my process is sort of similar to what is taught in schools, but I have a real keen passion for ensuring people are working in purpose. So I spend a lot of my time in personal development with my clients.
What are some signs that you may not be walking or working in your purpose?
A lot of times you're frustrated. People that you see that are just unhappy with their life, unhappy with their situation. And this range from different financial spectrums. I've had to deal with people that was higher in authority than me that were just miserable. I've had people lower than me that was miserable. So one of the signs that you're probably out of alignment with yourself is you're really frustrated. No matter what you get, you just can't become content. And that's when we have to try to figure out what are you really here for? And that's really a gift I've been blessed with. I sort of see people's potential more than what they can see themselves. So I help them to find that.
Okay. What are some of the first steps as far as goal planning? What are some tips and techniques that you give for people when it comes to executing their goals, their personal or professional goals?
Great. Yes. One of the things I like to do is really sit a person down and figure out what do they want for their life? Not what the uncles, brothers, mothers, or sisters may have said for them, but what is it that they want for life? And that process can be very extensive. It depends on how much people are operating in accordance with other people's desires, so to speak, I would say. You know, when you're trying to measure up to what you think society wants of you, it can be hard to break down those walls. So that's the first step, really getting you in tune with who you are as a person. Why did God create you at this specific time, specific situation, under these circumstances? And once we can figure that out, we can then build to the next level, which is getting you to the place where you are moving forward in life and not being stuck.
Okay. And so that's helping people get clarity with that and move forward.
Yes, yes.
How important is it to have a clear vision for yourself?
It's very important, especially in today's society. There's a lot of pressure on us every day to conform to marketing, how we should look, how we should think, how we should feel about certain situations. So you really need to have clarity in your life so you can navigate through all of that smoke. And that's just something I guess I was able to get early on in life, being in the military, and I really never had a problem with stepping away from something that wasn't right for me. And that's one of the things I find people have a lot of trouble with, because if you went to school and if you put a lot of work in a career field and then you realize, wow, this is not for me. Now you have all these responsibilities and you're trying to figure out, how can I get back on track when I have all these responsibilities? And having clarity will show you how to navigate through that, how to make the best of your situation. Well, you may have to do what you have to do right now, but you are doing that to get you to a different location. And having clarity will definitely help you get on track with that.
Okay. I think too, in the realm of early accountability, and that's, you brought up a really, really great point. So there's a lot of people who may be in jobs where it just feels like a job, or the career path that they started on, what you said they got a degree in, what their prestige is in, it's just not a good fit for them. It may not feel like they're walking in their purpose or pursuing their purpose in their day-to-day walk or work. If somebody says, okay, this is not it, this is not for me, this job is not for me, this career is not for me, I need to make a shift to something else, and they are clear that this is not a good fit, what kind of techniques or tips would you give for them when they have that aha moment that this is not the vision I have for my life? I do need to go in a different direction. I understand I still have to work my job right now, but you do want to leave. What kind of extra strategy or tips would you give to people who say, I do need to transition to living more in my purpose?
Once you find yourself in that situation where you know without a shadow of a doubt, you're in something wrong, it's actually a great place. Discovery is a great place to be, because now you can find joy in knowing where you're at is only temporary. So what I like to do is just try to map out a course of, you said, the exit strategy. You know, you have to map that out. One of the best things for you to do is sit down and really figure out, what do you want to be in the next 4 or 5 years from now? And while you're in that job or while you're in that situation you're in, you're taking those steps every day to get you on a path that you know you deserve to be on. And having that plan will make wherever you are a lot better. In the military, you have to go through basic training. It's the worst part of the process. You do not want to stay in basic training, but because you know in basic training is going to get you to your ultimate goal, you're able to endure it. That's the whole thing. You know, you want to have discovery in your life where you realize, wow, this is not for me, but this will allow me to get to the next level. So that puts a joy on your face. That gives you an extra bit of motivation in your life where you are not coming in so depressed and, you know, so I would say feeling defeated.
Yes.
Now you're walking in purpose.
Right.
So it's a great thing to have that clarity.
So really like kind of writing it out or planning it out so you can kind of be clear as you're taking the steps for yourself. Do you tell people to put like timelines on things or just kind of go with the flow? Or do you tell them to put like kind of some time constraints on themselves for making that kind of a transition?
Timelines are great, but you want to have timelines that's in tune with you. You can't put a timeline saying you're going to get somewhere that's taking you 15 years to get into this situation. Now you want to be out of it in a year.
Right.
So you have to be realistic. And sometimes, like I say, with media and different things that are saying, oh, you can do this in 2 years and 30 days or whatever, that may not be your timetable. So you have to be very clear on who you are, what's your abilities, what's your strengths, and how long you know for sure that you can map out an exit strategy. So it all depends on the person. And once you have clarity, everything will flow easily for you. Your timetables will make sense based off your skills and abilities. So clarity and discovering who you are, it will all help you lead to your ultimate goal.
Perfect. So, James, if someone wanted to get in contact with you to learn more about Devoted Life Coaching or to actually get life coaching themselves, how would they do that?
Yes, you can reach me at devotedlifecoaching.com. And from that website, you can send me messages. You can also link to my social media through that page. So that'd be the best way to reach me.
Great. So we had to ask, you've went through some tribulations too, even in your journey and becoming a life coach or doing this more full time now, because you've been coaching for quite some time. What is your daily mantra? What's your quote? What kind of gets you through? Or do you have multiple? What kind of words of wisdom do you have?
My best one right now that I use is better as possible. That's my motto. Regardless of the situation you're in, regardless of where you've come from, even if you think you've already plateaued out, there's always better. And the other one I always think of is never grow weary in doing well. So if you're doing something that's positive, whatever you're doing, if you're doing something positive, even if you're in the wrong situation, it's going to pay off. So I try to always be positive. I always try to find myself, or I say position myself in positions to do things that are beneficial to others. And I just like to live those two. Better as possible and don't grow weary in well doing.
I like them. Those are both amazing. Thank you so much, James. DevotedLifeCoaching.com if you want more information. Until next time, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.